Ash, how much of a relief is that to get win number one on the board?
Yeah, it's good to get off the mark. There's no doubt about that. We've obviously played against some pretty tough teams the first two or three weeks, and North Melbourne again were incredibly physical and certainly made us earn the win. So, I think it's beneficial for us to play in these types of games as much as possible, just because it gives us good exposure to what potentially we could face later on in the year. So, the more we play in these types of games, the high physicality, high pressure games, I think the better for us. It was very pleasing to get a win though on the weekend, that's for sure.
Do you feel as that was there? It's just you just didn't have the win on the board, like you're playing decent enough for you?
To be honest, we probably let ourselves down the first couple of weeks. We think we've sort of been around the mark. We haven't been too far away, but as a group, there's been a couple of things that we needed to have tidied up, which we did a little bit on the weekend, but even still, there's certainly room for improvement. So, we know in this game that if you're a little bit off the mark in any aspect, then you get found out pretty quickly. So that's probably what's been happening to us. But on the weekend, we probably did enough things right to earn the win.
As well as you played that week, do you think you need to go to another level this week?
Yeah, there's no doubt that we need to go to another level this week against Hawthorn. They've been they're obviously the premiers from last season, and again, their form in the early start of this year is has shown that they're probably the team to beat again. So that's a great challenge for us. Obviously, we got pretty close to them last year in the prelim, so that'll spur us on to play just as well as we did that game. We need to tidy up a couple of things around stoppage again that sort of let us down a little bit on the weekend. So we'll have a look at that and assess that throughout the week. But we just need to match their physicality. I think so far this year they've been incredibly physical around the contest. They've almost bullied teams into beating them. So and on the back of that, they've got the skill that they've always had for the last 5 or 6 years. So they're a good team, and we need to go to another level. We need to play to our best footy to get away with a win.
From what you've seen, you reckon Hawthorn's taking that physical stuff to another level from what they were even last year?
Yeah, I think they probably gained a fair bit out of the grand final last year. Just the way they went about their physicality around the contest and to their opponent on that particular day has flown on to their form early in this season as well. So we need to be able to match that.
Was there a stoppage that you let yourself down in those early games, or a physicality around the contest?
There's probably a little bit of a combination of both. We were probably getting our hands on the ball enough around stoppage, but just coughing it up a little bit. And on the weekend, I thought we made a little bit of an improvement in that area, which was really pleasing. So, again, like I said, we need to continue to improve that part of our game, as well as a couple of other things outside of the stoppage, and we should be okay.
In terms just of on physicality, have you got the sort of bodies to be able to match it with Hawthorn, do you think?
Yeah, we think obviously losing Ollie isn't ideal. He's probably almost leads the way in terms of his aggression and his physicality around the contest. So gives a great opportunity for a couple of the other guys to stand up. I thought we saw some great things from Aaron Young. We know he brings that inside game to us, which is really important. Andrew Moore's been playing some great footy in the SANFL. He's another bigger body that we can throw in there. And, Brendan Archer got his opportunity on the weekend as a sub, but, again, he's a bigger guy. We're talking sort of 187, 188 centimetres and pretty solidly built, so he adds that extra grunt in the inside there as well.
How do you get yourself up for a game where you're expecting such a physical contest?
Yeah, I think it's exciting. You've got to welcome that sort of challenge, and the main reason why we play these games is to challenge ourselves. Against the very best in the competition. There's no doubt that Hawthorn are exactly that in terms of that aggression around the contest. So we need to, as a midfield group and as a team, as a collective, need to be really up for that challenge and welcome it and embrace it as best we can.
Do you
Can you keep going hard against these top teams? Like, this is your fourth one in a row. What sort of toll is that taking on you guys mentally, as much as physical?
Yeah, we've really got no choice other than to keep, you know, attacking the game as well as we possibly can. You know, it's just not going to get much easier after this week either. You know, we've got the Crows in a showdown, and you know, mentally we always, you know, get ourselves up for that game, so we almost need to attack each game like it's going to be a showdown. You know, and you know, each of these games that we've played so far have been a great challenge for us. You know, physically and mentally, we know that we have to continue to beat these teams in order to get ourselves off to a great start to the year and to be able to compete with them again at the end of the year. So it's as simple as that.
After being 0-2, is 2-3 acceptable after five rounds? Does that give you a launching pad?
It's tough. You know, we probably would have liked, or we would like to, at the end of, you know, the first five games of the year, be you know, head of the ledger. You know, we'd obviously clearly prefer to be 3-2 rather than be 2-3. So we can't sort of focus on that too much. We've got to control what we control, and that's trying to get a win this weekend. We've got to figure out how exactly we're going to do that, which we'll go through, you know, in greater detail over the next 2 or 3 days, and then attack the contest as fiercely as we ever have.
How big a loss is Ollie?
Look, you know, there's no doubt that he's added an incredible amount to us on the inside of the contest, and just his leadership as well, you know, around the ball. So, you know, it's going to take a few of the other midfielders to be able to stand up. Like I said, it gives a great opportunity for Youngie, Arch, Maury, these types of guys to be able to step in and, you know, really cement their spot in the team over the next, you know, 4 or 6 weeks, however long, you know, Ollie's out for. But also Ollie, I think, has shown over the last, you know, year or so that he's actually added a fair bit to his outside game as well. He's gone forward and he's kicked a couple of goals. So, again, that's just a bit of slack that a few of us other guys have just got to pick up.
Matthew Lobey, Ollie play. Yeah. Thank you, sweet. He's talking about bruising contests. His physicality would be handy as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. Lobes is, his second efforts around the contest are crucial to us. And I think Paddy, having said that, has been phenomenal in that area early on in the season. It's probably something that has caught me by surprise a little bit personally. The way Paddy's gone about things has just been unbelievable. So for Lobes to be able to come in, hopefully this week, he's going to give himself every chance to be able to get up. We've still got to assess that a bit later on in the week. But, you know, if Lobes can come up and give Paddy a bit of a chop out and, as you say, add that grunt around the contest, which you really need, that'd be incredibly helpful.
I assume Corns will come back this week. That seems to be the plan.
Yeah, I can only assume so. Like Kenny and Kane have already mentioned last week, the plan all along was to give Kane a bit of a rest from time to time, and there clearly wasn't a match-up for him on the weekend. So I think Kane spent a bit of time in the coach's box on the weekend. He's probably already got this week his plan in mind, so wait and see.
Do you expect Whitey and Pollock to get up for the game as well, or have they
got
some crutches
as well? Yeah. Well, Polly's gotten rid of his crutches, and I think Whitey has as well. So again, we'll assess them from day to day. And I can't imagine, you know, Whitey in particular doing a whole lot of training early on the week, but we'll wait and see where he's at later on, and hopefully both those boys can get up for us.
How important have Pittard and Broadbent, both the line in their careers, become just for that run carry off half back for you?
Yeah, I think you know, Brogsy's, Matty Broadbent, he's always had that you know, pretty cool head on him, I think. Even playing a fair bit with him throughout my junior career, he's always been someone that you can really rely upon. He's been really steady influence back there in the back line, and he's provided that run and that spark off halfback, which we really need. And his ball use is, as always, has been fantastic. And, you know, for Jasper, he's copped his, like, fair bit of criticism. You got to tip your hat to him. He's, you know, internally and externally, he's copped as much, you know, flack as I've ever seen anyone cop, and he brushes it off. He says, "Nah, I'm just going to back myself in and keep playing the way I want to play." And Kenny's been really good in instilling some confidence and belief in him as a player to keep attacking the game. It's exactly what he's done, and you know, it's really starting to show. There's still time to time when even I hold my breath, you know, out there on the ground or out on the bench when he's got the ball in his hand, but without his attack at the contest and at the game, you know, we probably would have lost the game on the weekend, as simple as that. So, no, he's been incredible for us.
You talked about stoppages before. How crucial was Robbie Gray in that last 5 minutes particularly?
Yeah, we know Robbie over the past 12 to 24 months has improved his midfield game. His work around the stoppage has been vital to us. So I think even he said at that stage of the game, you know, it was on the line. He almost got to roll the dice a little bit. So he decided to make that decision. It's either you win the game by 4 points or you lose it by 8 sort of thing, you know. So Robbie made that call and made a huge play for us with that stoppage. And I thought Brendan Archer, his composure that he showed out of that stoppage was superb as well. It shows that he's where he needs to be as a player at the moment in terms of being able to play at AFL level. But, yeah, Robbie's instincts around the stoppage are second to none, and he's going to back himself in all the time. We encourage him to do that. And we love the way he's going about it at the moment. So hopefully he can continue his form.
Brilliant. So you guys got to get Hamish to a meeting.
Thank you, mate.
Good on you, boys. Thank you. And girls.